Dr. Saber, getting an office note on patient Paige Moore, P-A-I-G-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, date of birth is 9/6/1944, date of service 12/2/2025. Your paragraph, the patient is 81-year-old, white female, referred to see me by Dr. Wells for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Your paragraph, best medical history includes hypertension for years. Next, on and off UTIs, the last UTI she had was last year, and she had been tried on multiple antibiotics, initially Macrobid, ciprofloxacin, cefpodoxime, and lastly Bactrim, before she could take care of her UTI, period, paragraph. She was referred to see me because of an elevated serum creatinine on her labs by Dr. Wells, starting in April 2025. Period. Past surgical history includes partial thyroidectomy and ablation for atrial fibrillation in 2016. Allergies, non-drug allergies, pure paragraph, social history, patient is married, has had two children, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She used to be a geophysicist. Pure paragraph, family history, father died from acoustic neuroma complications, mother had history of heart disease, scoliosis, and thyroid disease. Pure paragraph. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, on exertion, no palpitations, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea, no melena. She has nocturia every 2 to 3 hours at night, no straining upon urination, she has complete bladder emptying, no stress, she does have stress incontinence reported, no vaginal trans, she has no leg swelling or other systems that reveal are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies. Period paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amlodipine 5 mg, valsartan hydrochlorothiazide 320/25 once a day. Per paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HENT, pupil trauma, active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid pre-bilateral, no jugular suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness of rigidity, hand sounds are regulated and rhythm. Normal sinus 2, no memory heard, no friction of her lung, clear to auscultation, no crackles, which is heard of them itself, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, and your exam is non-focal. Period. Paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN15, creatinine 1.07, estimated GFR is 52 milliliter per minute. Potassium 3.8, albumin 4.4. CO2 is 25, normal liver function tests, period, paragraph. Hemoglobin 12.3, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has had multiple bouts of antibiotics. She may have had an allergic interstitial nephritis at that time. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serotic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Avoid nephrotoxic agents. Avoid NSAIDs in particular. Patient was given handouts, period. Paragraph. Next, hypertension uncontrolled in the office, however, labile at home. A patient was advised to take her amlodipine at that time and take her valsartan hydrochlorothiazide in AM, and to keep a home blood pressure log for me to review next visit for more recommendations. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in a few weeks to discuss the workup and for further recommendations. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Wells, for your trust and for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC Dr. Velasquez Wells. End of report, thanks.